Welcome to AllView 360, All Things Real Estate Podcast, with your hosts, Daniel Gutierrez and Shannon Dempsey. We explore real estate from every angle, giving you insights, tools, and confidence to make smart decisions that support your future. It's time for a new perspective on property. Welcome to AllView 360. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Shannon.
Are you so excited to have Amanda on today?
So excited. Been looking forward to this for quite a while.
Yes. So we have Amanda Barkey today. She is our personal EOS implementer, and EOS has changed our dynamic in our office and with everything you're doing with AllView. So we're just going to learn more, and we're so excited. We all know each other very well at this point. I feel like you're a part of our team, Amanda. I mean, you are a part of our team at this point. So let's start with that. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and then, Daniel, why you kind of came around to EOS and how you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And also, too, I met Amanda, almost 4 years ago through EO Orange County and your husband, Jobin. So we've known each other for quite a while, but have been working together for, the better part of a year, and just absolutely transformational. So, Amanda, thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. So Daniel and I have known each other for a while through EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization. We're both involved with that great organization. And I've this year been able to get to know Daniel's team. And I feel like I'm part of the team as well. So I'm glad that makes me so happy that you say that. So I'll tell your listeners a little bit about myself. We know each other, you know me and what I do, but my name's Amanda Barkey. I'm a certified EOS implementer. I was born and raised in Canada, British Columbia, Canada, and I did not come from an entrepreneurial family. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur at this point, but my grandparents were all political refugees. My parents are immigrants. I'm an immigrant. And I was bit by the entrepreneurial bug when I married my husband, Joe Ben, who Daniel mentioned. I swear he came out of the womb with a business plan. So he and I have celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary on August 20th this year.
Really?
Thank you. Yeah. So we've been living an entrepreneurial life together for the last two decades. And we moved down to the States from Canada almost 20 years ago. And we packed everything in the back of our Honda Civic, which was a nice car in the small town in Canada we were living in, moved down to Orange County with our 6-month-old baby, started our business. We own a business called Soccer Shots. It's a children's soccer program for 2 to 8-year-olds. So it's a franchise we bought in really early on in the franchise development. So we're OGs in the franchise system with Soccer Shots. And we thought we were killing it with 63 kids enrolled in our program our first season. Fast forward, today we have we serve over 10,000 families between Orange County and Oahu, Hawaii. So we've expanded our business to Oahu. We own 6 Soccer Shots franchises. We've added a few kids. We have 5 kids, and we started our own nonprofit. We use our for-profit businesses to fund our nonprofit. So we're digging wells. I have a school with 250 kids in it in Cameroon, West Africa. We have a pharmacy, a moto taxi company. We're doing a lot of stuff over there. Making a huge impact on the other side of the world as well. So we're really busy people, and people always ask us, like, how do you do it all? And my answer is EOS. So EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. As you mentioned, I've been coaching you and your team, and we've been implementing the tools and disciplines in traction in your business. And I teach everything from experience. EO, the Entrepreneurs Organization, teaches about experience shares. Everything I teach is an experience share. Nothing's from theory. I've used EOS, all of the tools and disciplines in my Soccer Shots business, in my for-profit businesses, in my nonprofit, and even in my family. That's, I guess, the peril of being raised by an EOS implementer. When your mom's an EOS implementer, then she EOSes your life. So
you're L10ing every week.
Yeah, absolutely.
IBS everything.
We use all the tools in our family. And we do that because it just works. They're simple, practical tools. And Gino Wickman, who wrote the book Traction and created EOS, he created EOS to give entrepreneurs freedom. My job is to help entrepreneurs run a better business and live a better life. And it's my life's most fulfilling and rewarding work. So that's a little bit about me.
Thanks, Amanda. And I also kind of want to touch base a little bit on why we asked Amanda to come in, especially within our real estate space. Realtors, brokers, investors, you know, we're all entrepreneurs in our own right. Whether you're a, you know, solo agent under a brokerage or have a team, we're all entrepreneurs. And EOS and Amanda's I guess processes and what she'll be talking about, what we'll all be talking about today, is just so helpful in helping us achieve our goals in a much more organized and effective way than, you know, just figuring out day to day, which is unfortunately what a lot of us do. And I don't think our education system or society is really great at teaching us how to be successful entrepreneurs. But EOS, as we've experienced and what thousands of other companies around the world, it really works. And it really works to help us achieve our goals and what we're trying to do with our lives. And I think a much less chaotic way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You use the word, the words, I think, like effective and organized. And I would, when you were saying that, I was thinking, and also healthy, in a really healthy way. Right. And so, yeah, EOS just works. And you're right. I'm a solopreneur. I'm a one woman show. I have an assistant, but other than that, I don't have any employees. And so I can relate to, you know, realtors or like people in your space. I use EOS tools in my own practice. I run my business on EOS. And so, yeah, like you said, it just works. And so I'm so glad it's been so effective for you and your team.
Yeah, thank you.
So as far as EOS, I mean, there's so much that goes into it. Uh-huh. I think we're about to have our first annual meeting in January, but we're almost a full year into it. And I feel like every single meeting has been completely different and the same at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yep.
We're just kind of slowly building on it. So what's the whole process with when you first meet with someone, how do they decide it's something that's good for their business? And then where do you evaluate? Do you always go in with the same process, the same plan, or do you kind of tailor it to the needs of that particular leadership team, or how does that all work?
I interject a bit in kind of how we got started with this?
Yeah.
Because All View was, you know, cranking for 5+ years before we started hitting some major road bumps. And, you know, I have an undergraduate degree. One of them is in business. I have a master's degree in business. And I thought I knew it. I could figure it out. And we could do it. And, you know, we were cranking, and then we hit some ceilings, some road bumps, and, it was a lot of growing pains that we weren't growing through. And I think Amanda, you said like, you've been successful despite yourself or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. That wonderful compliment. and it took a while to come to terms with it, but we realized like we didn't have the processes, to grow as fast as we were growing, scale like we wanted to, or get to where we wanted to. And did a lot of research and found out that a lot of companies that I really respect and like are on EOS and credit EOS for their success. And companies I had no idea, but just so many around the world. And, you know, bit the bullet, had the conversation with Amanda. And as I do with so many things, just full speed ahead from that day forward.
Yeah, your excitement level. I remember when you shared that we were going to be doing EOS, obviously you had done a ton of research and knew, and you could just tell how confident and excited you were. It's going to change everything. It's going to change everything. And that we're kind of like, whoa, what's EOS? What's happening? Like, and I mean, a year later, it definitely, you lived up to the hype, I should say.
Yeah, there are. I love, you know, that you're recognizing that there are there are thousands of businesses around the world. EOS is all over the globe, and there are thousands of businesses that have experienced EOS. There are over 900 EOS implementers worldwide. There's almost 1,000 of us now that are delivering EOS or implementing EOS to businesses. And we've done over 150,000 full day sessions with thousands of businesses across the world. And there are even more implementing EOS on their own. EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It was created by Gino Wickman. He wrote the book Traction. So EOS is a system for your business. It's not software. It's a human operating system. Gino Wickman, he's a lifelong entrepreneur. He He went into his family business at the age of 21. He found it was in need of a turnaround. He turned over that business and brought in a new leadership team and then ultimately sold that business. He was one of the first 10 founding members of EO Detroit. And in that time of, you know, working in his family business and with other entrepreneurs, he made some discoveries. He discovered that most entrepreneurs tend to wrestle with 136 issues simultaneously. And to the extent that you can strengthen the six key components of your business, those 136 issues just tend to fall into place because they're really just symptoms of a root cause. And so we're on a journey together to strengthen the six key components of your business. And so those are vision, traction, issues, people, data, process. And we're trying to strengthen those six key components to 100% strong. We know that that's utopia. It's impossible. It's never going to happen. I think Daniel probably thinks it could happen.
So working towards it.
That's an issue in itself.
100% on all of them.
Yeah.
Yes. But really, I'm on a journey with my clients to help them to strengthen those six key components to 80% stronger, better. Okay. So run a better business, live a better life, like I said earlier. And so we do that with the EOS proven process. EOS is not right for everybody. So EOS was created for entrepreneurial businesses. Typically, they have 10 to 250 employees. They have to reach certain revenue, gross revenue milestones, you know. But more important than that, psychographically, their leaders are open-minded. They're open, honest, vulnerable, willing to be vulnerable with themselves and with the people around them. They are more afraid of the status quo than they are of change. And so those are the types of entrepreneurs that I work with. I'm not a consultant. It says it right there on my LinkedIn. If you go to my LinkedIn, it says Amanda Barkey, EOS implementer, not a consultant. My job isn't to dig myself deeper into anyone's business. It's to teach them the EOS tools and then get the heck out of their way. Let them run their business. So I'm a teacher, facilitator, and coach. And I do that using the EOS proven process. You can look it up. It's online. Actually, I have a proven process document right here. It looks like this. If anybody is watching and your viewers can see it. But we start with a 90-minute meeting. It's free. It's complimentary. No strings attached. That's sort of like our right fit meeting, right? Like I said, all the tools and disciplines that I teach are in the book Traction. You can buy the book for $20. You can implement the tools and disciplines into your business. And that's actually a totally legitimate way to do that. And actually, 9 out of 10 people who are using EOS in their business are self-implementing. So those are the stats. But
that 90-minute meeting, like you right from the get-go, you dive right in.
Yes, yeah.
Because we've been exploring a couple of different companies, but that 90-minute meeting was just hit the ground.
It's like she knew everything that was going on in our business.
Yes, you were like a it was crazy.
I dissect your business like very quickly. It's like the movie version of the book Traction, right? You learn like all the tools and disciplines, high level, but like in 90 minutes, you get the whole thing. It's like a fire hose of information. And yeah, we're determining if there's a right fit here. And so we start with the 90, and then we have a proven process where, in the front end, we're meeting more often. We meet three full day sessions over the first 60 days. And then we move into quarterly pulsing, where I run your quarterlies and annuals for as long as you need me. At some point, you're going to graduate. You're going to get it. I'm going to get the heck out of your way. Like I said, let you run your business. But on average, that the proven process journey takes about 2 years with my clients, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, but on average, 2 years. Sometimes our clients stay on with us forever because we're such a delight. But that's how it works. It's really simple stuff. And I love how you said, like, each meeting is different, but it's the same. We have objectives and agendas. Every single implementer follows the same meeting structure. We follow the same proven process. We're delivering the same stuff. But as that's my teacher part of my job. As a facilitator and coach, I am facilitating the wisdom in the room. I'm coaching you to maybe be better than you thought that you could be, get more out of yourselves than you thought you could get. And so that's where it's a little nuanced, and we kind of like massage each session, and it kind of twists and turns. And And that's where the health comes in, where you all get to be a healthier, functional, cohesive team.
Do you ever have clients that try to change the process or change a meeting? Yes. Yep.
You did that. I do. I remember when we first were doing our L10s on our own, he's like, okay, Shannon, here's what we're going to add to the beginning of the L10s. And
How did that work?
We don't do that anymore. Now we stick to the exact steps of the L10. But he wanted to meditate. I mean, they were good things.
Still want to add it, to be clear.
Yeah.
That's a classic visionary talking.
Yeah.
But I have clients that try to sort of finagle things and, I'll come in and help dial them in. They're proven tools. These are proven tools and disciplines that have been proven over decades. And so, and like I said, they're simple tools. They've been around for 100 years. They're going to be around for 1,000 more. And so that's my job, is to keep you on track, right? And that's something that's common language in EOS, is on track, right? So when you get off track, my job is to help you get back on track. And I teach the tools EOS pure. And so I know that's the best and right way. And every business is different. You're all so special, you know? Yeah. So there are a lot of tools and disciplines in EOS, right? And so we have a toolbox with 20 different tools that I teach on an as needed basis, right? But there are 5 foundational tools that I would say are 80% of the journey to getting to 80% strong in the 6 key components. They live in those tools. And so on Focus Day, my very first day when I met with you guys, we learned about a concept called hitting the ceiling. That's the very first tool or discipline that we learn. And we learn the leadership abilities that help you break through any ceiling in your business, either individually, departmentally, or as an entire organization. And we use these abilities throughout the process. They're tied to EOS tools, and we're always strengthening and using those abilities. Then we get to work on our foundational tools, and we work on our accountability chart, getting the best and right structure for your organization. It's a structure first, people second approach, getting the right structure and then putting the right people in the right seats. Then we tackle rocks. Rocks are 90-day priorities, and so we're goal setting. And then we learn that meeting pulse that you talked about, that level 10 meeting. That's the linchpin that holds EOS together, keeps the circles connected. It's your weekly meeting pulse. And then we work on a scorecard. So, those leading indicators that help give you an absolute pulse on your business. And so we're working on those foundational tools. And then you were referring to the, 10-year target, the 3-year picture and 1-year plan. And so we take a big step back and we create a strategic plan for your business. It's all kept on a 2-page strategic planning document called the VTO. And so that's the 5th tool, the 5th foundational tool. And so that helps you to crystallize your vision so that you all see the same thing. You're all rowing in the same direction. And so there's a lot of power that lives in those 5 tools. And so that's what we work on initially in the first 3 days that I mentioned that we work together, and we're laying the foundation for your organization. Then we go into execution mode, and then we're always going back to those tools. The greater good lives in that VTO and that vision traction organizer, and we're always trying to make decisions in our business based on the greater good or with the greater good in mind. And so we're always going back to those tools, and then we're just layering on, and we're continuing to goal set every 90 days, every year, annually. And we're using those foundational tools week in and week out in our business. And so that's what we do as far as tool wise. And like I said earlier, like Daniel was saying, for your listeners who are maybe solopreneurs or, they're not necessarily like target market clients for small an implementer. Teams. For what? Sorry?
Small teams.
Right.
Small, I thought you said small teams.
I love small teams. Small teams.
These tools are so applicable and they're very powerful. So, those 5 foundational tools, I would say if you're going to start anywhere, if you have a small team, I would start with that, that accountability chart. Get really clear on who's accountable for what the structure looks like for your organization, and go from there.
Yeah. When everyone's accountable, no one's accountable.
Right. Exactly. We've got a lot of this going on.
Yeah. It happened to us. Happens to everybody. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the rule of thumb here is that you can, when you create an accountability chart, it's based on the basic premise or belief that every organization has three major functions: sales and marketing, operations, and finance. And then every organization has a fourth major seat on that leadership team. And that's the integrator. That's the glue that holds everything together, that runs the day-to-day. And then 50% of the time, that's how my clients will look. The other 50% of the time, we'll add a fifth seat. It's called visionary. That's the big ideas person, usually the founder, the owner. And so that's your basic accountability chart. Yeah, you've got yours there. Yeah. And so the rule of thumb, the rule of thumb is that you can have a person in multiple seats, but you can't have multiple people in a seat. Because like Daniel said, when everybody's accountable, nobody's accountable. So you have to define your seats, define the roles in each of those seats, and then understand who sits in what seat so that you know who's absolutely accountable for what in your business. So even in a small business with a small team, that's imperative to know. So that you can go from there. Everything, Gino says the root of all evil lies in the accountability chart. So whether you're a solopreneur, obviously I have an accountability chart for my EOS implementing practice and I sit in multiple seats. But we need to know that stuff and it's all about accountability.
Yeah. So Amanda, tell us more about that, because I think it would be applicable for you and your EOS business as an implementer and a real estate agent who might be by themselves or with an assistant or small team. Like how does that work when you don't have a large team and you're implementing this?
Yeah, so it works just like with any other team, you know? So I work with organizations that have 10 or less employees, smaller businesses. I have a client who has over 400 employees and it works all the same. So I work with the leadership team. And then the idea is to, you know, learn these tools, implement these tools in a leadership team on the leadership team level, and then migrate the tools and disciplines down throughout your business. Yeah. And so maybe you're not migrating them very far, right? If you have a really small team, or maybe you have more work to do. We call that EOS rollout if you have a larger team. But nevertheless, it doesn't really matter. You're using the same tools and disciplines. They're simple, proven, practical tools. And so then rollout might just look different. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it works all the same.
So tools from determining your values, your ideal customer, client, where you want to go, your BHAG, what is it? Yep. We went 10 years out, 5, 3, 1, designating or defining your goals and then sticking to them with, what is it, time or SMART goals, and having the weekly check-ins and with like rocks or to-dos, and just really breaking it down to where we don't get lost in the noise.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like organized chaos, right?
Yeah.
Organized chaos with the accountability chart. So from my perspective with the real estate business, and I think a lot of realtors probably do this, you stick with what part of the business you do well, right? And you'll ignore the other parts.
Right.
So the accountability chart, even if it's just me and, you know, someone helping or whatever it might be, it really has kind of shifted my perspective of treating my business like an actual business, right? There's the operations, there's the sales, there's the finance component, all of these different things that need to happen and be focused on, even if it's me carving out time to focus on each seat that I'm filling all of them right now, but treating your business as an actual business and running it as an actual business is so important. And I think that's a huge hurdle that a lot of real estate professionals have to overcome.
And not just, you know, doing those things, tackling those things because you need to, but possibly even automating, delegating, automatizing, right? Mm-hmm. Like figuring out how you can get those things done, maybe even not by you, but like you're delegating to elevate to your unique ability. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Like for instance, so I'm not the strongest at math. You all know that. Same. I'm always like, in the session. Who can calculate these rock completion percentages for me? I don't sit in the finance seat in my own business. Surprise, surprise. Like, that's just not my strength. It's not, and it's not what I should be doing either. Like, I know what my strengths are. I know what my unique ability is. And I'm constantly trying to delegate all of the things in my business that are holding me back from living out my unique ability. My unique ability is being in the session room. Okay. So teaching, facilitating, coaching, all that other stuff, I don't want to do, and I'm not good at. So we have a really cool tool. It's called the Delegate to Elevate tool, where it comes from Dan Sullivan. He's a strategic coach, and it's just, it's a really simple tool to help you to understand what you love to do and you're best at. And all that other stuff, what you don't like to do and you're not great at, or what you don't like to do but you're great at, that's people's, honestly, their personal hell, because it's like that's all the stuff you get stuck doing. You want to get all that stuff off your plate so that you can elevate yourself to your unique ability. So you're always in your like thriving zone, right? Like you're working in your working genius, like Patrick Lencioni says, or your unique ability. Yeah. And so figuring out that stuff is really important first. Like, what do you need to get off your plate? Maybe it's the finance stuff. Maybe it's maybe you're not great at marketing, right? Like, so that stuff you need to figure out, creating that accountability chart, knowing what are the functions in your business, and not like fooling yourself, right? Like you said, you're like, just putting that stuff off is not going to serve you well.
No, and it's then, still
needed. Yeah. And then put, and then making sure that that stuff is getting done by the appropriate people. It might not be you.
And it's so important because, like, for instance, even a realtor, it's difficult to be a great realtor and then also be great at the regulatory side, be great at the compliance, the marketing, the accounting. And you do need to have those other people. And I think we're in a very unique place in our world right now where we could leverage both technology, but even overseas work to accomplish a lot of those tasks at a much lower rate than we otherwise would have in the past. We could have a marketing assistant in, you know, in the Philippines that is much more affordable, but able to produce a better product, or at least a better product that that individual may be able to do on their own. Or even like a conversation we had in our own office with an agent that we have who doesn't do any marketing because she's, you know, that's not her jam. She's kind of afraid of it. So therefore she doesn't do any of it. And it's like, let's just find someone to do some of it. Like anything is better than none. Or on the accounting side, whatever it might be, it needs to be done. Or even for a real estate investor, I think a lot of the investors are probably better at putting the deals together, doing the finance side, but then someone coordinating all of the projects, the work, the accounting on the paying out for your investors. Like, we need to be honest with ourselves about that. And it's not a situation where we don't have the resources to do it anymore. It's about finding the who behind the how. It's like, we know what we need to do, but who could do it? And there's so many resources in our world right now where it can be done easier, cheaper, faster, and better than ever in the past.
Absolutely. You're totally right. And I love that who, not how reference. That's so important to wrap your mind around as an entrepreneur. Right. And that's ridiculous to think that a real estate agent should be good at all of those things. Right. Yes. But all those things need to happen if you're running a business. And so how do we get those things done? Right. And it's not going to happen if you don't put in the time to work on your business. Your real estate agents are hustlers and they're working in their business every single day, day in and day out, 7 days a week. But you need to take time to pull yourself out of the weeds, take that 30,000 foot view and work on your business so you're absolutely clear about those things. And then you can do more of what you're great at.
Yeah. It's like similar to Dan Martell's Buy Back Your Time theory in his book. And Shannon and I have spoken about it a lot, but Shannon's like unique ability is developing and cultivating those relationships, having people like love working with her. And she needs to be able to be out there and doing that, having her behind a desk, you know, doing her marketing or, you know, your finances, your accounting. Yeah. Like that's not what you should be doing.
You would die if you saw my accounting.
I don't want to, you being out there and doing that is what generates value. Have that value that you generate pay for someone else to do it who's good at it, who likes it, and could do it much faster, much better, for much less money.
Yep. Yeah, Gina Wickman always challenges EOS implementers and says, you know, you should be doing $25 an hour work, right? Like anything that is below that, delegate out. Like, you, unless you love to do it, right? If you love to mow your lawn, like, go do it.
Away.
Like, that's, yeah, if that's what, you know, energizes you, or, you know, it's something you love to do. But like most things that are, you know, are below that $25 an hour threshold, I have to be real with myself and, like, you know, and delegate that stuff out, because it's holding my business back from growing and scaling. If I'm wasting my time doing that stuff, there's somebody else, there's another way, there's a who, not how, to get that stuff done so that you can do more of what you love and what you're best at, because that's what the world needs. Like, that's your superpower, right? And so you're almost, you need to, like, change your mindset. You're almost robbing the world of your superpower. And that's what the world needs more of. And so you need to be, you know, doing the things that you're great at and what you love to do, so that we can make a bigger, a dent in the universe, a bigger impact in the world.
You made that sound so wonderful.
So what, something that I think we're getting off track, because there's so much behind EOS, really wanted to talk about goal setting and how that whole process works, because I think that would be probably one of the most powerful tools for people in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I was saying earlier, when I'm working with my clients, my goal is to get them, like, we have this, this proven process where in the beginning, we're tuning up the car of the business. We're like getting it ready to go into launch mode. And then we're in execution mode. And we're in that 90-day world where it's just scientific. Every 90 days, humans tend to fray. And so we're in a 90-day world. We're creating a 90-day world in our business. And if you think about it, like, that just naturally happens in life. There are seasons, right, that work in 90-day cycles. And so we're replicating that in our businesses, because it doesn't naturally happen in our business. And so we're keeping ourselves accountable to be in that 90-day world. And every 90 days, we're setting new priorities, new objectives. So when I work with you and your team, we follow the same agenda in quarterly pulsing, where we get together every 90 days for a full day. We take a look back in the first part of the day. We're reviewing our prior quarter. How did we do? Did we hit our numbers? What's our ROC completion percentage? So a ROC, to remind your listeners, is just a 90-day priority. What, you know, it's a goal. That's just another word for goal. It comes from Stephen Covey, and he has this, you know, this concept of a cylinder of time, and you have sand, pebbles, water, rocks. Rocks are just like the big things. They're the big things that need to get done. And so we determine what those things are. Those are your goals for the next 90 days. So we review, did we hit it or not? And we compute a ROC completion percentage. And then we leave that in the past. That's the past is the past. Let it go. Move on. Learn from it. Become better ROC setters, planners, and predictors for the future. And then we determine what our objectives are for the next 90 days. And I have an exercise that I take my teams through where we all come up with the 3 to 7 most important things that must get done over the next 90 days. So we all spend time kind of doing a brain dump, determining what those things are. Put them all up on the whiteboard. We do a keep, kill, and combine exercise. We get down to 3 to 7, not 23, not 27, because like you said, when everything's important, nothing's important.
And we so start with like so many built right our whiteboard.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Yeah. I don't know. But our whiteboard will have a ton of things, and then keep, kill, combine. Then we get down to the core pretty quickly.
Yeah. Most of the time, like as we're going around the room, because you all spend time thinking about what those 3 to 7 priorities are individually. And then we share, right? And most of the time, your priorities are pretty aligned. But sometimes there are a few, people have a few oddballs or different ones that are not the same as each other's. And that's totally fine. And we usually end up with like, I don't know, 20 to 50 priorities up on the board. Right. And then we do a keep, kill, and combine exercise to get it down to 3 to 7. And so we have 3 to 7 company rocks the, you know, main objectives that need to get accomplished over the next 90 days, and then 3 to 7 individual rocks for every single person on the leadership team. And so we walk out of that meeting absolutely clear with what our priorities are, what we need to accomplish over the next 90 days. And that changes every single quarter, right? Yeah. Because you're in an entrepreneurial business, things are changing rapidly. And so every quarter we're doing this exercise and we have new priorities, new objectives to go and execute on.
Could you touch on kind of the bigger picture, the 10-year, the 5-year, 3 years, and how we need to set those prior to determine what's important in the, like how we need to set the future in order to determine what's important in the present?
Yep. Yeah. So we work together when we are in those first 3 days on the journey, we're creating a VTO, the Vision Traction Organizer. And there's 8 questions on that VTO. And they really crystallize your vision and your plan. And whether your listeners use me or not, they should use this tool. It's a very powerful tool. And actually, I use this tool in my business, in my professional life. I also use it in my personal life. We have a family VTO where we've gotten clear on these 8 questions as well. It's tweaked a little bit. Like, obviously, we don't have a marketing strategy for our family. But the 8 questions on the VTO are, what are your core values? What's your core focus? What's your 10-year target? What is your marketing strategy? What's your 3-year picture? What's your 1-year plan? What are your rocks, your quarterly goals, and what are your issues? What's your issues list? And so those are the 8 questions. We get together and we crystallize the answers for those 8 questions together as a team, get on the same page so that we're all rowing in the same direction. And it's kind of like those Russian nesting dolls, you know, you open it up and they get, there's one there, they look the same or similar, but they're getting smaller, smaller, smaller. And there's this saying, like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So that's what we're doing, right? Like, we're getting really clear on who we are at the core, what we love to do and what we're best at, where we're going long-term with our 10-year target. That's your long-term energizing goal. We're all going to go there together, right? And then how are we going to get there with our marketing strategy? We bring it all down to the ground with our 3-year picture and we really crystallize that and make it real. What does it look like? What does it feel like in 3 short years from now on our way to hitting our long-term energizing goal? And then we break it down even further on the traction side of the document with our 1-year goals, our 90-day priorities, our issues. What are the issues that are holding us back? Get those things all out of your head and onto a list, the current things, you know, opportunities, challenges, whatever's frustrating you. So it's really breaking it all down and making it, breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, making it really digestible.
Yeah. And I know Shannon and I have talked a lot about that. We've said it obviously for the company and then personally, and it's powerful and impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. When you can get everyone in your organization, whether you have 10 employees or 1,000 employees, you get all of those people, 1,000, whoever uses that vernacular, whether you have 10 or 1,000,000, whatever it is. If you can get everyone rowing in the same direction, they're all aligned with the same vision and plan, and they're all executing on it with discipline and accountability on that same vision and plan, man, it's so powerful. And not to get all kumbaya on you, but that's when we see planets line up, like in ways we can't even explain. Magic happens. Like, it just, it happens and it works because there's so much power in alignment. And that's what the EOS process does for organizations and for people.
Cool.
And kind of leading into that, Daniel, what, because I think that we, as far as aligning as a leadership team and sharing the vision and all of that, I think we're accomplishing that specifically mm-hmm. because of EOS. What are some of the other things kind of in this first year do you feel really has impacted the business because of what we've implemented?
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things for all of you is the right people, right seat, getting people who are not only aligned with the vision, but really aligned with the company. And that's a hard conversation to have. And that's a hard conversation we've had to have internally, is who's the right person and the right people to fit our culture and our values. And then who's the right people to do what we need them to do. Sometimes it's a really uncomfortable conversation, but I think it's an important one to have, of do they have the capacity to do it? beyond do they want to do it, but do they have the capacity to do it? And this framework has allowed us to break it down very simply and determine who's the right people versus wrong people for our company and our culture. Are they in the right seat, meaning are they in the position where they can succeed, and do they have the capacity to do what's needed of them from the company? And that changes over time, and that changes as the company grows. I remember reading a book, The Hard Thing About the Hard Things, from the founders of Horowitz, Andreessen Horowitz. And he, in the book, says, the people who got you here will not get you there. Right. And it's a hard concept, because as you grow, you want to grow with your people. But we also have to be honest and realize that not everyone's growing, and not everyone can grow into the next evolution of what the company needs. But as long as they're the right person for the company, it's finding places where their unique abilities can be leveraged and where they could succeed and still help the company and the team continue to grow. And that's something that I don't think I fully grasped. My assumption was always like, oh, like growing isn't that hard. We'll just figure it out and improve and go, and everyone will go with me. But as we scaled quickly, that didn't happen, and it caused a lot of growing pains.
Right.
And I remember our second meeting with Amanda. She's like, oh, it's very common for everyone in this room to not be the room a year from now. And we all kind of just looked at each other like, oh my God. But it ended up being very true. I think there's only three of us that were in the initial meeting that are still in the meetings that we're having. Two. And a lot of changes were made too.
Oh yeah. Well, three, including me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a person.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely kind of was chaotic when you said that. Mm-hmm. And I think chaotic for a lot of people to process, and having that third party person involved with all of it and kind of making it a little less personal and more about just what's right mm-hmm. for the company, made it easy to implement, easier to implement, but yeah. still not easy by any means.
It's simple.
And with that, it was shifting people around. Maybe there yeah. wasn't a seat anymore in general, all of that. And all of those difficult decisions have been made, yeah. but with the logic behind it.
Yeah,
well, the processes were super helpful, but having someone from the outside who's, you know, not blinded by being internal, it's like you can't see the forest right. through the trees. Having that help was really instrumental in this being successful, but it, by no means was it easy. But yeah. what we were doing in the past was much more difficult and much more, I think, detrimental to our health, wellness, and the success of the company.
Mm-hmm. And what's the GWC? Because that's the other component of it, where it's not just for the visionary to decide, but you put it on each individual.
Yes. I want to touch on that. And I'm so glad I could make it easier for you. Like I said, it's simple. It's not easy. And I know that. And my job as an EOS implementer is to be that third party, right? And to come in and help you sort of see the light. And I don't have personal ties to the business, to the people, right? And so I can kind of, I'm your coach. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not playing in the game like you all, like you're the quarterback or the linebacker. You know, I can see things from a different vantage point and be like, hey, have you considered this? Like, where you're in the game and you're not able to see that. Right. And so we as implementers, we call it entering the danger. And that's every single session. I, you know, when I'm prepping for my session, I think about the business, I think about the people, I think about our journey, and I challenge myself to enter the danger with you so that you can get more out of your business, so that you can run a better business and live a better life. And I'm so glad that it's working. And it's been a pleasure to be alongside you all and to watch you flourish and do this work and really lean into it, because you know, it is challenging. You have to have tough conversations. But I've seen you all enter the danger, and it's been really beautiful. And so, that's been I just have such a cool job. I love it. But so going back to right people, right seats, and GWC. So we're on a journey to get 100% of the right people in the right seats. And you can't know what a right person looks like until you define what your core values are, right? And then once you have defined core values, then you have to hire, fire, review, recognize, reward, live and breathe those core values. And you almost, you use your core values to attract the right people, people who are right fit for your organization. They fit your culture like a glove, and almost repel the people who are not a right fit. Gino Wickman likes to say your organization needs to reek of your core values. And so that's what we're doing, is and we're weeding people out who are not a right fit and liberating them to the workforce, perhaps. But that's the whole, that's what we're doing with this process, right? Like, and it's a good thing, because if people don't align with your core values, they're not going to like working there. There, you know, there are a million core values out there. They can go and find another organization where they align with those core values, because they're going to like working there. And no, we don't want to have people around who, you know, detest coming to work every day, and just, they don't fit your culture like a glove. And so,
as a CEO, and now serial entrepreneur as well, and especially in this market, it's hard. Like, it's hard to find good people. It's hard to hire good people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just say, hey, I just need someone to do this. They're good enough.
Right.
But I feel like that happens often.
Yeah.
It happens often. And then you find out 3 months later, like, not only did they not do well, but they actually caused significantly more damage and created significantly more work than if they were never there in the first place. And I've seen people just go through that time and time and time again without learning. I think this process makes it super easy, if followed, to determine who is and is not the right person, so you don't have to continue going through that pain.
Yeah. Look, I'm an entrepreneur. I've, I have had thousands of employees in my soccer shots business, and we've done that before. You know, there's sometimes your back's up against the wall and you're like, you know, are you breathing? Do you got a pulse? Did you pass the background check? Okay, go out there. But it'll always hurt you in the long run. Like, there's this saying, hire slow, fire fast, right? And so when you're doing this work, getting 100% of the right people in the right seats, you're going to have two people issues: right person, wrong seat, or wrong person, right seat. So the right person in the wrong seat is when you have someone, you love having them around, they fit your culture like a glove, they're just in the wrong seat. And the good news is, if you've done that work to create that accountability chart, you might be able to find them another seat. But if you can't, then as tough as it is, you have to make the tough call. You have to make the change, because if you're in a for-profit organization, you can't keep people around just because you love them and, you know, you love being around them. If you have a wrong person in a right seat, that's someone who is, they're firing on all cylinders, they're, you know, hitting all their numbers, they're crushing it, but they are not a culture fit for your organization, and they're chipping away at your culture in ways you can't even see. And in the long term, they're going to do more damage than good. And so it's so important to hire for core values, you know, right from the get-go. You need to make sure that you have the right people in the right seats, and that's hiring by your core values. So that's right people is core values. Right seat is GWC, and that stands for get it, want it, capacity to do it. So get it is someone they truly get. So you've created the function on your accountability chart, and you've defined what the roles are in that function. That's a seat. And get it is that they really get what it takes. They have the God-given talent, natural ability to really get that job or get that function and the roles in that function. Want it is that they really, truly want to excel in those roles. They, you know, jump out of bed in the morning like a piece of toast popping out of the toaster, and they can't wait to do that job, and they really want it. You really can't pay someone enough, coach someone enough to really, truly want it, right? And then capacity is, you know, the training, the education, whatever they've acquired to get them to be qualified for that job. And so that's capacity. And so they have to have GWC, get it, want it, capacity, has to be a yes in all three. If there are any no's, then they're not the right fit.
Yeah. And something that I think is super interesting about EOS is, and I don't know if we've talked about it on this podcast, but I read a lot, like a book or two a week, and mm-hmm. most of them being business. EOS brings the concepts of hundreds of different books written by so many different people, yep. all business related, into one super simple system that really, really works. And I think even what you're saying, and if we have someone listening or watching that thinks this is only for big companies, it's even more important for small organizations and small teams, because you know, one bad apple in a 100-person organization is going to cause damage, but proportionately less. One bad apple in a 5-person organization is could potentially kill the entire organization.
Absolutely. You're right. That's right.
What's your ideal client, entrepreneur, business, Amanda, when you come across someone and you're like, I really feel like I am a good fit for your company? What does that look like?
Yeah, besides me.
Besides, you met Dan and you said, let me come to your company. You're my ideal client.
I need a little bit of anxiety every day.
What I love about EOS is that it's agnostic. It works in any business, in any industry. And so I work with, you know, I have one of my clients is a children's swim school. I work with brokers who are sales reps. I work with real estate agents. I work with all different kinds of people in all different kinds of businesses and industries across the board. And it's so fun for me to learn different industries. I'm learning ins and outs, BIPs and this and that. So it's fun. I think for me, when I'm doing that 90 minute, it's the right fit meeting, right? And they're determining my potential client or customer, they're determining if EOS is right for them. Can they tolerate Amanda? Is Amanda right for them? And is EOS going to be ROI positive for their business? At the same time, I'm determining if they're a right fit for me, right? And so, not every prospect is a right fit for me. And that's okay. I've learned to be okay with that. And so when I'm looking for a right fit client, I'm looking for someone who's respectful, appreciative, has a growth mindset. They have a hunger for learning and growing. They're willing to lean into this, to really go all in, right? Like, I'm not going to work with people who are interested in doing bits and pieces or kind of like half-assing this. Like, I'm all in, and I want you to be all in, right? And so that's what I'm looking for when I'm looking for right fit. There have been people that I've interacted with, and they aren't those people, and I've had to say, like, look, sorry, you know, you're not the right fit for me. And good news is there are, almost 1,000 implementers out there in the world, and I can connect you with someone who might be a right fit. For me, like at the end of the day, it's someone who is respectful and appreciative and open and honest and vulnerable. And that's what I'm looking for when I'm looking for right fit. Yeah.
I love that. And then we could talk about this all day, but something that I want to elaborate on a little bit more is you talked about how you use EOS in your family life. How does that look?
Oh, I love talking about this. And we could do a whole other podcast episode. Actually, would be really fun to do personal planning. I actually sent the personal VTO to your integrator yesterday. And so buckle up. I'm sure he's going to jump on board with that. And I have a meeting with him after this, actually. I love doing personal planning with people, like when they're ready, when they're all in on EOS and they've used it in their business and they see how effective and efficient and, you know, how they get results in their business. They're like, I want to do more of this, and they EOS their life. There's actually a really great book by Gina Wickman called EOS Life. And the EOS Life is 5 things: doing what you love with people you love, making a massive impact, being compensated appropriately with time for other passions. My goal in life is to live an EOS life, a 5 out of 5 EOS life every single day. And so I use EOS in my professional and personal life in order to do that and to get those 5 things, right? And so we have a family VTO. So that's the Vision Traction Organizer. And it's tweaked a little bit, right? Like I said, we don't have a marketing strategy for our family. We have other things like a bucket list adventures. And so, we have family core values, and we have, a core focus and a 10-year target, and we have goals, and we're always coming back together. Like, we have an L10 meeting. It's just a family meeting. We're staying connected as a family. We're all aligned. We're rowing in the same direction. And so it's a really powerful thing to use in your family. I love teaching it to other families. And there are some really amazing implementers out there who are doing really important work. My friend Ann Shu, she's based out of Texas. She has a great organization called Empowered Families. And so she's doing that kind of work as well. And so there are people out there. So if you're interested in, you know, up-leveling your life, connect with me or connect with, you know, just search it up and find people who are doing that really great work, because, you know, these tools, like we've said over and over, are practical, simple, real-world tools. They're effective. And they work not only in your professional life, but also in your personal life. So even if, you know, you're just getting as simple as defining your core values as a family, who are we? Like, do we do what we say, and who are we, who we say we are? There's a website called Think to Perform. Think the number two, perform. And you can go through this slide deck. It's really simple, to help you to define what your core values are personally. And once you know what those are, so we have family core values, I have personal core values that are different from my family core values, you can start making better decisions for your life. As far as, you know, we all only have our 100%, right? Like, and I call it capacity, right? I only have my capacity to do X, Y, and Z. And so everything that you are saying yes to, you're saying no to something else, right? And so if you're saying yes to something, you might be saying no to your kids, to your spouse, to yourself. And so you need to decide, you know, what you stand for, what your vision is, where you're going long term, so that you know what to say yes to and what to say no to and what your capacity is. And so doing all of that work really helps you with that.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
Daniel, do you have anything else you want to hit?
I mean, in just a short 60-second breakdown, like, how can, let's say, someone who is an individual or small team read traction and implement it in their life to help their business, and really focusing on the 1 to 5 person organizations, yep. not the, you know, large organizations that would be able to hire you for the implementation.
Right. Okay. So pick up the book Traction. Okay. It's $20. You can get it on Amazon, or you can connect with me. You know, Daniel and Shannon will have my contact information for you. I will send you a free copy. I give those things out like candy. So read that book and implement the foundational tools in your business. Okay. So the accountability chart, rocks, the meeting pulse, the scorecard, and the VTO. When you implement those 5 tools in your business, you're going to experience exponential growth on so many levels. And so read the book, implement the 5 tools. And you can go to the EOS Worldwide website. The tools are all free. They're downloadable. You can download the PDFs. They're all there for you. There's no excuse not to do this work, right? And then there are also EOS implementers. So you can engage with us, and you know, you don't have to hire me for me to help you. One of my core values is help first. And so I really lean into that core value. I will take a call. I'll do a coaching call, a Zoom call, a phone call, whatever it is. Just reach out to me. I want to help people to run better businesses and live better lives. And so this stuff is free. You know, you can access it. You can, there are a lot of resources out there. You know, there's a great EOS Worldwide YouTube channel. Everything's on the YouTube channel too. So, there's really no excuse to not do this stuff. You just need to take the time to make the time. And so, it's all about working on your business rather than in your business. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So start today.
Love that. Thank you.
I know.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we'll put we'll talk to Jacqueline. We'll put Amanda's contact information in the show notes.
That'd be great.
And of course, you can reach out to us.
Yeah, absolutely. My email address is amanda.barkey@eosworldwide.com. So email me there and we can connect. And, you know, I'm all over socials, so you can find me, Amanda, B-A-R-K-E-Y. And I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, all over the place. So just please reach out, connect, and we'll go from there.
And you mean that too, because I do reach Absolutely. Out right on it. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you. Thanks.
And then of course, like and subscribe and let us know what you want to hear next with All View 360. I'm excited about this podcast to launch. This yeah, particular episode is going to be great.
Maybe we do a recap in like a year or two and just talk about how much growth and how much change and improvement we've had since, what is it, January of 25 till through the future. But yeah, it's been phenomenal, game changing for all of you, game changing for everyone on the team. And Amanda, we can't thank you enough.
Yeah. Of course. I think we should put it on our calendars. It's September 25th, and we should put it on our calendars for in 1 year from today, we get back together and we review what happened, because I know a lot's going to happen. Yeah. So it'd be really fun to do a recap review episode for sure.
Oh my gosh, my heart just skipped a beat when you said that, because last time you said something like that, it all did happen. So
be careful what you wish for.
I know, it's exciting. Okay. So we'll see you, in a year.
Well, I'll see you before then. But yeah, for sure. Yeah.
We'll see your listeners will see you again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
That's a wrap on this episode of AllView 360, All Things Real Estate. If you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone navigating their own real estate journey. Connect with us anytime on Instagram at AllView360 and on LinkedIn at AllView Real Estate. Until next time, stay curious and keep your perspective 360.